Stack, smiling a strange and terrible smile. Nothing the examiner could do could possibly be unfair. An assassin's clients were invariably rich enough to pay for extremely ingenious protection, up to and including hiring assassins of his own. It was said that life was cheap in Ankh-Morpork. This was, of course, completely wrong. Life was often very expensive. You could get death for free. Merisset wasn't trying to kill him. He was merely trying to make him kill himself. He sidled up to the base of the tower and found a drain pipe. It hadn't been coated with slip-all, rather to his surprise, but his gently questing fingers did find the poisoned needles painted black and glued to the inner face of the pipe. He removed one with his tweezers and sniffed it. Distilled bloat. Pretty expensive stuff, with an astonishing effect. He took a small glass phial from his belt and collected as many needles as he could find, and then put on his armoured gloves, and with the speed of a sloth, started to climb.
Now it may well be, as you travel across the city on your lawful occasions, you will find yourselves in opposition to fellow members, even one of the gentlemen with whom you are currently sharing a bench. And this is quite right. And what are you doing, Mr. Chidder? No, don't tell me. I'm sure I wouldn't want to know. See me afterwards. Proper. It is open to everyone to defend themselves as best they may. There are, however, other enemies who will dog your steps and against whom you are all ill-prepared. Who are they, Mr. Cheesewright?
Merisset spun round from his blackboard like a vulture who has just heard a death rattle and pointed the chalk at Cheesewright, who gulped.
Thieves' Guild, sir? He managed. Step out here, boy.
There were whispered rumours in the dormitories about what Merisset had done to slovenly pupils in the past, which were always vague but horrifying. The class relaxed. Merisset usually concentrated on one victim at a time, so all they had to do now was look keen and enjoy the show. Crimson to his ears, Cheesewright got to his feet and trooped down the aisle between the desks. The master inspected him thoughtfully.
"Well, now," he said, "and here we have Cheesewright, G, skulking across the quaking rooftops. See the determined ears. See the firm set of those knees."
The class tittered dutifully. Cheesewright gave them an idiotic grin and rolled his eyes.
"But what are these sinister figures that march in step with him, Since you find this so funny, Mr. Tepic, perhaps you would be so good as to tell Mr. Cheesewright?"
Tepic froze in mid-laugh. Merisset's gaze bored into him. "He's just like Dios, the High Priest," Tepic thought. "Even father's frightened of Dios." He knew what he ought to do, and he was damned if he was going to do it. He ought to be scared.
"Ill-preparedness," he said. "Carelessness, lack of concentration, poor maintenance of tools. Oh, and overconfidence, sir."
Merisset held his gaze for some time, but Tepic had practiced on the palace cats. Finally, the teacher gave a brief smile that had absolutely nothing to do with humour, tossed the chalk in the air, caught it again, and said,
"Mr. Tepic is exactly right, especially about the overconfidence."
End of CD 1.